Jesus carrying his own cross. And he went out to a place called the place of the skull, called in Aramaic Golgotha. There they crucified him with two others, one on each side, with Jesus in the middle. In the name of our crucified Lord, please be seated. You know, I don't know about you, but for me personally, hatred, pure hatred, has always been a very hard thing for me to fully comprehend. I mean, I know more than a little bit about history. And so when I say Dachau or Buchenwald, when I say 9/11, the killing fields, I talk about Rwanda or October 7th, we all recognize those names and those dates, the pure evil that they represent. And probably not one of them can begin to measure up to what we've just listened to in this narration taken from John's Gospel. For in those words we heard how it was that he who had never known any sin, he who had lived a true, sanctified, and perfected life, was made to take upon him the sin of the world. And this he did, willingly, on behalf of all of us. A little while ago, we just had the great hymn, "Were You There?" And the answer to that haunting question is a very resounding yes. We were there. Each and every one of us and the little billions of people that have inhabited this world before the coming of Jesus and since then and are yet to come before he comes again. We all were there. And as the spikes were driven through his hands and through his feet, we, you and I, all of us together and all these other folk caused that to occur. Because things were so bad that he who was without sin had to do what none of us could do. Not really. To purify humankind. There's not a person here, or ever will be, who has the capacity or any hope whatsoever of saving themselves. Without a deep and personal living relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior, who willingly took our sin upon him and died on the cross in a very cruel manner. Without that, we are lost. Humanity was lost. And yet God so loved the world, as John says, that he gave his only begotten Son. And here's the catch, that all that believe in him would have eternal life. Believing in him. Tonight we come, or at least we should be coming, with some very heavy hearts and minds. I'm painfully aware of my sin. I hope all of you are also. I hope you identify it clearly and succinctly as you recognize what God in Christ did for us on this day. And that by our belief in him and our trust in him, all of it, every evil and dirty deed we've ever done has been washed away. Because that, my friends, is exactly what God wanted done. God wanted that relationship reestablished. And he paid the only price that could be paid to make it happen. In the death of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So how do we respond to such a great sacrifice? How are we expected to live? How are we now supposed to act? I'd be lying to you. A first sin after my confession, Father, if I told you I wasn't going to ever sin again. And so would you be lying if you said the same. Our advocate who makes intercession on our behalf continually accepts us as we turn our hearts and our minds closer and closer to him. And brings us into that living and loving relationship with his Father. That is our inheritance. That is what is our great prize. That is what we observe tonight. And what we will celebrate tomorrow night in the vigil. And we'll really have a wing-dinger on Sunday morning. All in celebration of what God has done for us this day. My friends, I beg of you, if that relationship is broken, reconnect, recommit, for only you can do that for yourself. And then in that amended life position, begin to give praise and glory unto God for what he has done for you that no one else ever could do. I'm sorry, Andy. Jesus tops it all. And finally, in that redeemed position, make it your task to make him known in such a way that others will desire, others will want, others will demand to own what you have found, that they too may know the fullness of God's love and acceptance and redemption through belief and faith in him alone will be theirs. Unto God, through our blessed Redeemer, I pray. Amen.